Yuma Perches Mishnevov. Misha Achoze Bulmus. Bulmus is an illness. I don't know exactly how you would translate it into English. There's a similar word in English, but it's not really a choyla. It's more of a mental condition. It's called bulimia. The stomach's related to the same word. Achoze Bulmus means he has a machlo where he has an extreme hunger where if he doesn't eat as much as possible, then he's at immediate risk. Pekuch nefosh is mamash. The Gemara says that even David HaMelech one time was gechapt after Molchoma with such a thing. That's when he had the maisa of being fed by Noivir HaKoinim. Machilin oise afilu dvarm tmeim ad shi yauru enov. The ikir simen of an achozoi bulmis is that his eyes, like kill light in his eyes, go out. The Ravla source in Simonim, it's also Misha Achozo, it's a Perek in Gittin. So there you have the Gabi writing again, somebody who's at risk that he's going to die. So the Simonim I mentioned over there. So Achiru Enov means until the symptoms go away. Misha Neshochoi Kelev Shoita. This is a rabid dog. Ein Machilin Oisim Echatzah Kovit Shaloi. There was some type of conventional wisdom that the doctors would feed in those days. They would feed from the end, the chatzar, the outside of the liver. Mistamad pshat is the rationale behind it, is that it has certain enzymes, certain antibodies that would fight off the rabies. So in machilin oisim and chatzar kovet shaloi, even though it's conventional medical wisdom, b'lamaisa wasn't proven. So mele ein machilin oisim. Rav Masya ben Choresh Matir, now interesting, you realize, is we're not talking here about Yom Kippur, right? The first chelik of the Mishnah Achozei Bulmus was afilu dvarm tmeim. That's the ma'aseh with David HaMelech, that they had to feed him lachem aponim, even though a zor is also to eat lachem aponim, but he was mamshin a matzav sakana. So machilin oisim afilu dvarm tmeim at shiuru enof. The second halacha is they're feeding him a piece of a kelev shoytet. Certainly machol zatsuris. But since it's pekuch nefoshes and it's conventional medical wisdom, so Rabbi Masya ben Choresh holds that you're allowed to, and the Tanakhama holds not. That's just it's an hogazah, it's a practice, but it's not medical wisdom. So maybe you're not allowed to. Void Amar Rabbi Masya ben Choresh. Not that they argue these two tanoim about whether you're allowed to do something chayimid lufnei pekuch nefoshes. The shaila is whether this specific refuah is a real refuah. So here, Lamaisa, he adds another halacha, which l'chayra is unrelated to the first machlokes. Hachoshish begroinoi, somebody who has some type of very strong sensation in his throat. I don't know exactly what it is. Maybe it would be something similar to diphtheria, which starts with like a throat ache. They don't have it today. Today we vaccinate against it, Baruch Hashem. But diphtheria amol was a killer. And it started with some type of infection in the throat. Matilin oisis sam b'teich piv b'shavis, b'neishu esavach nefoshes. Now that's him taking the medicine, that's pashut, even a chadash emes hakonu. What he's being chadash l'chor over here is that you're allowed to prepare this sam. You have to grind up herbs. The whole taking medicine is a gzeru otu. But they weren't geyser on a chelish shein b'sakana. But here, you had to do something which was mamish chilul haShabbos deraisa, and it's avadet zoicha Shabbos. Like we said, Rav Masya ben Choresh only argues in the first case of ein machilin oisim mechatzah kovet shloi, because he holds that it's not really medically doesn't have a, it's not proven for medical efficacy. V'chol sofik nefoshes doiches haShabbos. That's a klal. Everybody holds to that. Now it's interesting. We'll add one nekudala. That Sofik Nefoshes Doiches HaShabbos, normally the Gemara goes to 3-4 Mekoyres. How do you know that Pekuch Nefoshes is Doiches Kol HaTorah Kula? Obviously, besides for the Gimel Chamuris of Gilei Arayis, Shvichas Dom, and Avodah Zarah. The Gemara goes to a different Mekoyres, V'chai Behem, V'loi Shiyomis Behem, etc. Shabbos has a different Mekor. V'shomru B'nei Yisrael as HaShabbos. The Gemara says, V'shomru B'nei Yisrael as HaShabbos. Is it Shabbos or is V'shomru they? Is it Rab Moyochid? And the Gemara makes a drosha, Mutav Shechal Shabbos Achas, Va'al Mutav Shechal Shabbos Achas, Bechdei Sheyishma Shabbos Es Harbe. There's a separate Makor for Shabbos for Pekuch Nefosh. And this has a very interesting halacha l'maisa ramification. Let's say over a famous shmuz, it's worth, we're discussing now the halachas of Pekuch Nefosh, is eating macholos asuros for the purpose of saving a life. It's important, there's an important machalek Yerushalayim. The Rosh brings the discussion, the Ran brings the discussion from the Rishonim, the Ran brings from the Raivi, the Rosh brings from Amir Rutenberg. Kadmoni Rishonim had a Shiloh. We mentioned before that there's Aloha Vakala Kal Tchilo. Should always try to be over on the lesser Isser. No reason to eat Machol Sasuris, which are Krisus, if you could eat Chai Velam, and so on. There's a Shiloh by the Rishonim when somebody, the doctor, said he immediately has to eat meat. There's two ways, there's no kosher meat around. No fridges, no kosher meat. You're out someplace, there's no kosher meat. There's two ways to get it. One way is you could grab a behemoth, you could shecht, and you could cook the meat and you could feed it to him. The other way is to take an animal, to kill it, and to feed him nevelus. What's the milus and chesorinus of either one? The chesorin of shechting the animal is that shechita is an av melacha, he's being over on chilul Shabbos. Mashenkin, killing an animal, just shooting it or knocking it over the head, is a maisim akalkul because you're turning a behemoth into nevela. It's not chilsha pepashtus. It's not chil shabbos deraisa because it's a makalkul. And therefore, you're not being over on chil shabbos. On the other hand, when you feed him the geshacht in the flesh, when you feed him the meat after the shchita, the food that he's eating is kosher food. Mashenkin, when you feed him the veil, eating him trefa food. So, no contest. Chil Shabbos is Chai Veskilo, Nevelo is Chai Velavin. But the Rishonim say, L'maisa Shchita on Shabbos is a one time, it's Chil Shabbos, but it's one Maisa. Mashenk, if this person has to eat a bunch of kezaisim, a whole bowl of chicken soup, every kezais that he eats is a separate lav. So what they want to know is, what's called Hakalakal? What's the lesser of two evils? One tzad being a one time violation, one time being over on a dover chomer of chilul Shabbos, or a many time over eating nevela piece by piece by piece by piece. Is it worth being over an averi chamur one time or an averi yosekala a bunch of times? And the Rishon would go back and forth. A discussion. Raivid, Rami Rutenberg, comes from the Rashba. The Rashba says a gewaltige Sache, a tshuva. The Rashba says, this that the Rishonim are mefalpul about what's better, an averi yosef chamuru, better, worse, whatever you want to call it, an averi yosef chamuru one time, or many smaller averis, legabi, somebody who has to eat on Yom Kippur, is a proper discussion on Yom Kippur. But it's not under consideration legabi Shabbos. The Rishonim bring a raya from a Mishnah in Shabbos about shoychet b'Shabbos b'shvil achayla, and they weigh in on that. Rashba says Shabbos is a different story. Because being mechallel Shabbos on for a chodesh shesh b'zechana on Shabbos, it's not like Yom Kippur where you're doing something you're allowed to do it pikuach nefashis. There's no such thing as being mechallel Shabbos for a chodesh shesh b'zechana. When the Torah says v'sham v'nei yisrael on Shabbos because he should be able to keep Shabbos, that's shmir Shabbos. When a tzolah member goes on Shabbos, he's not being mechallel Shabbos because of a chodesh shesh b'zechana. That's shmir Shabbos. That's his shmir Shabbos. So over there, it's hutra, it's not naver at all. So you can't talk about which is the lesser of two evils. It's not evil. On Yom Kippur, you could say doing a malacha on Yom Kippur, or doing eating nevela, you could declare which one is worse. But on Shabbos, the discussion has nothing to do with anything. That's where this makor, chaps and afkemina, halacha, ulamaisa. Mishnah Zayin, Mishanoflo lov mapoilis. Somebody was trapped under a building that collapsed. Earthquake, building collapsed. They're digging out. Safik husham, safik enisham. They don't know if the person's there. Safik chai, safik meis. The building collapsed. This is, by the way, even if there's a roiv, chances are there is nobody who survived the collapse. But there might be somebody who did. There's a small chance. There's definitely a small chance. Even if there's a ruba, deruba, 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 ein holchem bas a roiv bebekuch nefashes. Safik over kechom, safik yisrael. You have no idea who's there. You have no idea if the person who's there is a yid or not. No questions asked. Mefakchim on lovas agal. We dig, even if what's involved is malachos. The malachos generally that would be involved in a rescue expedition is usually boina v'soisa, or if it's somebody in the ground where they have to be chayrish, that could be a possibility also. The Mishnah adds a few important details over here. The fact that Pekuch Nefosh is Deiche, Shabbos, Yom Tov, Yom Kippur, whatever it is, that's Poshut. Mefakchen Olov is Agal. Mitzu'u Chai, Mefakchen Olov. They find him alive, so then you could vait to be Mechal. Mefakchen means to be Mefakech, means to watch, to do, to endeavor on his behalf. A Mefakech in the Vrit is a supervisor. Mefakchen Olov. Chai, the Gemara says, the Rab brings it over here, the definition is that they're boidikim min achoitim ulamalo. They see if he's breathing. The definition al pi halacha of death is breathing. Mitzu'u chai mefakchen olov. The Gemara adds a chiddush in that. Chai doesn't have to be that he's going to live. Even if he was critically injured, and there's a shaila over here of what's called chai yeshot, lengthening his life for an hour or two, Chai Yeshua also has a din of Chilul Shabbos. I might add, based on what we said before, to say when a person we know is not going to live more than an hour or two, to be Mechal Shabbos in the sense of Mutav Sheyichalul Shabbos Achas Bishvil Shetishma Shabbos Shabbos, that obviously you don't have. But it is called V'chai Bohem, that is the Kol HaTor Kula Dika Ptur, not Ptur, Dichui, of any averis nitches because of Chilul Shabbos. So Chai Yeshua as well. This is the makar of all the heroic efforts, life-saving, even when it's only Chai Yeshua, for somebody who's clearly not going to live more than a few hours in hospitals, and it doesn't make a difference if it's Chilul Shabbos or not. If there's somebody who's on life support and there's a code red, you save his life even though he's only going to live for another few hours. There's no Shetishma Olav Shabbos Zahar. Afil Hochim, Mefakim Olav. V'meis Yanichu. What does the Mishnah mean with this? Yanichu l'chayru means to say that we don't rescue, we're not Mechal Shabbos or Yom Kippur to dig out the body, Rachman Al-Tzon. Yanichu, he's dead. Yanichu, the shayla is covered a mess. And the discussion over here, the Rav brings the discussion, is the Sugin Shabbos Daf Mem Gimel, whether you're allowed to be matzel a mace from a dleiko. The halacha is, we learned the Mishnah in Shabbos, that when a house is burning, you're not allowed to say from it mozoin or kelim, because we're afraid that the person's going to be bol al mamoino, he's going to put out the fire. Kovet ames l'maisa, there's a discussion whether he's allowed to ames his mukta, not allowed to move a dead body. The question is whether we matter it mishum kovet ames. L'maisa, what the Gemara says over there, the Gemara brings from Rabbi Yehuda ben Lokish, the Tana, that you would be matter, because by a dleik, if a person has to stand by while a fire is raging, he might be bohul, and he might put out the fire without thinking. Over here, a rescue operation is more deliberate. People don't react. It's not for the second. So memela, he has time to think, and he won't be over on a melacha deraisa, which is certainly if the person's dead, nebuch, there's no reason to be mechal Shabbos. So memela, he won't be bohul to start digging, and memela, we could say, no, you have to wait till after Shabbos. That's the halacha psukah. The Rav speaks out the Gemara and Daf Pehei that says this.